This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. A record number of passengers are taking San Luis Obispo Transit this month. KCBX reporter Jordan Bell explains the increase in ridership and how construction projects at Cal Poly may be fueling it.
Ridership numbers are up 8% for slow transit, establishing and breaking records for single-day ridership levels. Transit manager Gamaliel Anguiano says there are several factors contributing to the increase, including outreach campaigns.
We've improved our marketing. We've introduced new service, such as a tripper bus service that goes near the high school. And then also the big elephant in the room is the fact that Cal Poly has shut down some parking lots.
The university has permanently closed two surface level lots for development projects. And now bus routes that serve Cal Poly are seeing overcrowding during peak periods. Nicole Powers is a graduate student at Cal Poly and takes slow transit to school. She says the closer you get to campus, the more crowded the bus becomes.
At some points, they can't take more kids on the bus, so they have to drive past and wait for the next bus to come.
She says for students who drive, finding a spot can be challenging.
One of my classmates had to miss class, even though she was nearly an hour early on campus. She couldn't find any parking and had to leave. And these are people who pay for parking permits.
And pay they do, up to $525, depending on the type of pass. Cal Poly refused an interview request, but did issue a written statement saying there is sufficient parking, but students and employees may have to walk farther. It also says the university has taken steps to mitigate the impacts. The school says they encourage employees and students to explore alternative means of transportation, including carpooling and subsidized local bus services. San Luis Obispo Transit receives money from Cal Poly for free ridership for its students and employees. Anguiano says slow transit is doing what it can to ease up some of the overcrowding.
We are aware of current overcrowding. And so we are responding by adding additional service to our routes.
He says ridership levels are up for all demographics, not just students, which will require additional service. Slow transit is classified as a small urban transit system. Last year, slow transit and 17 other California transit systems of comparable size received federal funding because of their significant ridership. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.